Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and the name of my book is called Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. And you can look me up easily if you go to dealyourowndestiny.com. Easy to remember. Nobody gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life. So become the dealer. Sounds cheesy, but it's so true. And maybe because I grew up 40 minutes outside of Atlantic City. So there are some fun card references that completely make sense, I think, for all of us, that you have to go all in. You really have to realize that patience pays, and you do have to stack the deck. Who are your mentors? Do you have a mastermind? Who are your advocates? Who can you reach to when you're struggling or have a question in business or just in life?
By the way, Kate, where did you grow up? In South Jersey?
I grew up in South Jersey in Cherry Hill, but 5 years when I was a baby to about six, I went to kindergarten in New York. We lived in Queens.
And you're in Texas now, right? You live in Texas.
I'm in Dallas.
We are talking with Kate Delaney, and it's like talking to a kindred spirit. You're in sports radio. You're a sports radio host and author, of course, of Deal Your Own Destiny. And I love it that you were one of the first women to ever host a solo sports radio talk show on WFAN, which I don't know if you know this, it's our sister station owned by the same company here in New York. So how hard was that, landing the show on WFAN?
That was pretty tough. I'll tell you, Pat, it took, before I could even get into sports radio, it really took 500 rejections, and I just decided I was no way going to give up. And one of my biggest breaks was WFAN, and Mark Chernoff brought me in for an audition, and I just really prepped for that audition. I spent some time in New York. I grew up just down the road in South Jersey, so I knew it. I felt like I knew the audience, and I nailed that audition, and then I got offered the job, and I couldn't have been more thrilled.
You're big on preparation, and I think that's key to your success, but was there anything about that audition that you think really nailed it for you?
I think I really connected with the people in radio, and you know this, Pat, because you're such a legend in New York. You've interviewed so many people, and people love you. And you can tell you have passion for people and their stories, and I share that same thing. I have passion for people, and I like to hear their stories. And everybody feels like, and when they called up, they felt like, this is the best move for the team, this is what should happen, and I've followed the Yankees my whole life, and I've done this, and I've gone to these games, etc. And I've been in those seats, so I knew, and I talked about, you know, my experiences with New York, and I think the New Yorkers felt like, yeah, she's one of us.
There are a few other things that you say along the way that you don't see very many people say these days, and that is, if you want to be on the air, you have to go and be on the air somewhere. And in many cases, it's not going to be in New York or L.A., but there's real value in being on the air in a smaller market where you can, I always say, you can be bad, and you can work out your kinks, and you can become yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, my first break was in a little town called Santa Maria, California, and it was great, and I'm sure I made all kinds of mistakes, like you say, and I was thrilled to pieces to be there, but you know, I grew up in the shadow of New York and in Philadelphia, and I wanted to be there. But I realized when I looked around that you just didn't walk on the air there. So I had to go someplace else to get the chops, to get the experience. And you're right, a lot of that's going all in. A lot of people aren't really willing to go all in, even though they say they are, and you have to take that leap.
Preparation and passion seem to be what you are all about. Talk about the preparation part of it. How do you prep for the Kate Delaney show now?
Well, for my show, what I do is I'll talk to a lot of insiders. So whatever it is that I think is the big story, whether it's college football, just the other day, you had at Yankee Stadium, Syracuse and Notre Dame playing, and there were a lot of alums in New York and in the tri-state area from both of those teams. So I talked to people who covered both of those teams on day-to-day basis, and I talked to players. I look at what's trending. I look at schedules and what's coming up next. And then I try to think outside of the box. What do people really want to know? What's the, what we call inside baseball? What's the inside story? What's something you don't know that's unique and interesting that even if you're not a huge sports fan, you're so compelled to listen that guess what? You listen to me. You listen to the show.
Deal Your Own Destiny. You've written other books. What was your message this time around?
My message is really, really clear, Pat, and I think you've hit on a lot of it, that no matter what your profession or where you're headed in life, don't let people tell you that you shouldn't do this. It'd be easier if you did that. If you really want to do something, don't be dissuaded. Have the tenacity. You have to go all in. You have to realize that patience pays. It doesn't happen overnight. And I say, whether it sounds cheesy or not, stack the deck. Reach out. Ask people questions. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone. Don't be afraid to send somebody an email and get a mentor. Have a couple mentors. Have a mastermind, have advocates, and build that, what I call, really lifelong pipeline.
When you come up against an interview subject who maybe doesn't like you, or they're having a bad day or something like that, they take it out on you, how do you deal with that?
Wow, that's such a great question. I mean, if the interview's bad, if it just doesn't sound right, and they're just absolutely giving me nothing, then I would try to shorten the interview, because that's not going to be a good interview for anyone to listen to after interviewing so many people. But if I could warm them up, and I always think there is that curveball, there is that question, there is that connection, then I try to go in that direction. And I've been known to warm a few people up.
Yes,
I mean,
you
I have
do.
Great examples of it. One time I interviewed Pete Rose, and after the interview, Pete Rose said, "Now I have a question for you." And he said, "Who the hell are you and where are we broadcasting to?" So I became the girl that everybody tapped on the shoulder, that they would say, "You think nobody knows you because you're a voice on the radio." And they'd say, "Excuse me, who the hell are you?" So they even made up T-shirts.
Well, that's getting a lot out of Pete Rose, right? Wow.
Yes, exactly.
You have hours and hours and hours to fill. How do you pace yourself? Or do you, obviously you have an idea of where you want to go in the show, but how do you move things along? And do you ever find yourself being bogged down and you think, oh, this isn't going too well?
You know what? You have what I call benchmarks. So favorite things that you do in the show, the key is, though, you can't rely on those crutches. So I have a boo box, and I'll put people in the boo box that are ridiculous, and people will boo them. or I have a virtual mailbag, and I'll go to the mailbag for all those live questions people are dying to ask, and I let them ask the questions. So I'll come up with things that are, you know, more creative, that get me excited, that I think will get listeners excited. And if it doesn't work, then I just throw it out. And I feel like I'm good about this, the transitions, and I try to keep on top of that. Like, you want to know, always moving forward, what's coming up next? What's the payoff? Why am I staying here? Why am I listening to you? And I just always think about that and make that as compelling as I can.
All of us are also suckers for good stories, or stories that tug on the heartstrings. I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes last night with the Tim Green story that Steve Croft did. Did you see that by any chance?
I did see that, yes. Very well done, but sad story.
Yes, and a cautionary tale, of course.
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing. I think in the world of sports, but even outside of the world of sports, there are so many stories. I like to say that I'm a story steller. And in the Tim Green story, you could tell, I mean, here's this guy, good looking college football player, professional football player, just had everything, and then he's diagnosed with ALS, you know?
It's just incredible.
He says he has no regrets about his football career, which may have led to ALS, and we're seeing that, sadly, with brain injuries, et cetera, that are happening more and more with professional football players and those in other sports.
And did you see the section of the interview where Steve Croft asked him, what was the best time of your life? And he said, now. There wasn't a dry eye in my living room.
Yeah, exactly. And I was watching with my husband, and boy, he's a tough nut to crack, I like to say. And he was teary-eyed. Absolutely.
Shifting gears a little bit, I'd like to hear about your biggest bomb and your biggest triumph.
Okay, biggest bomb is easy. I'm a speaker. I speak, you know, all over the country, and I love it. So either I'm behind the mic or I'm on a mic on the stage. Mm-hmm. And I tell the story and people just gasp and laugh out loud. My very first break of getting an audition was in television. I did television and radio. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited. I went into the studio. I was filling in for the Weekend guy. And really, he had an ulterior motive. He wanted to go get engaged, and nobody could fill in for him. So he convinced the news director that I could switch from news to sports, at least for the weekend. And I had to cut highlights, and I learned how to do that. And I'm sitting in front of the camera, and it's all men around me. There's a male anchor and the weather guy and cameraman, et cetera. And they're all giving me the thumbs up. They know I'm excited. I'm going through all of my highlights. And then suddenly somebody hands me an urgent bulletin, and the bulletin says that Doc Gooden has a slipped disc. But I didn't say, Pat, slipped disc. I said something else. I'll just let your imagination run wild, and the listeners. So what happened was, and here's the payoff to the story, is I do that, and I think, oh, no, my career is over. But I have to still fill in for 2 days. It's a holiday weekend. And then they come to find out when they look at the ratings, that's the highest weekend ratings they ever had. So I figure that word spread what I had done and more people watched. So I consider that, in a way, my biggest bomb and my biggest triumph at the same time.
I think you're right. You had that slip of a tongue. How did you respond to it yourself? Did you just go on, or what did you do?
Well, no, this was the best part. I didn't realize that I'm on camera and thinking I'm doing well. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, you just want that resume tape so I can send that out to people and give them proof that I am competent and can do sports.
Yes.
And what's happened is that the cameraman, who I gave a pizza to and a couple of bucks to shoot a really good resume thing of me, has cut my head off because he's laughing so hard the camera is bouncing up and down. So I didn't realize what I did. And then afterwards, they told me because I was just rolling. And I was mortified when I found out, that's for sure. But I had to come back and do it the next 2 days.
But that was probably a good thing. You just kept on going, right?
Yeah, keep on going. Have no idea what happened. Exactly.
I think that guys would like it to hear about the first time you ever walked into a men's locker room. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe women do too, but what about it?
Yeah, that's a good story, too. The first time I went into a locker room, as we mentioned, I grew up back east, and mm-hmm. I get a job in Dallas, and I get a job as having my own sports show in Dallas, Texas, on a big guy station. They call it Guy Talk. It was called The Ticket. And one of the other talk show hosts said to me, look, if you're going to get on the air, nobody knows who you are. You're from the east. This is Dallas Cowboy territory. You got to go out and talk to the Cowboys. So I get to the Cowboys locker room, and when I get into the locker room, what happens is I go in and I actually have a microphone with me, and I'm not a nervous person, but I noticed that I'm the only woman, and it looks like guys are dressed in various states of undress or towels. So I just look up. I say it's where I learned to look up. So I just keep looking up, and I'm walking around the locker room, and then I drop the microphone. And this was after practice, so the microphone like bounces on the ground, and it hit the ground, and that's when it wasn't popular for mic drop, and it wasn't a verb. So boom, it drops on the floor and bounces, and I hear this click, 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 and you could hear a pin drop. And one of the guys comes over to me and says, "Don't bend down, don't bend down, for God's sake, don't bend down." And then he bends down, picks up the microphone, hands it to me, and he says, "Darling, we sure are glad you're here."
I love it. I love it. Well, it's been great talking to you. Anything else you want to talk about with Deal Your Own Destiny?
I would just say to people listening, if you feel down on your luck, if there's something you really, really want and you want it badly enough, just keep going, keep digging, look for other ways to get there. Don't give up, go all in on the whole thing. And that's the problem. I think we have a tendency to want things quickly. I mean, we live in a world with such a short attention span, et cetera. But if you really want it, then have the guts to do it. Just keep going after it. There are lots of ways to, as I say, skin that cat. So don't give up.
And where can we hear the Kate Delaney Show?
You can hear the Kate Delaney Show on NBCSportsRadio.com, on SiriusXM 205, and a lot of local radio stations across the country.